Lord. Praise the Lord. While you're standing, why don't we go to the Word of God and take a look at Luke chapter 9, verse number 26. Luke 9, verse 26. Amen. Just a thought that I've had on my mind all morning, where the word of the Lord says, "For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed." In other words, we're ashamed of him. What is he going to be? Ashamed of us. When he shall come in his own glory and in his Father's and of the holy angels. Amen. So, before we go into the word of the Lord, and I want to say more about this tonight, but I want to say thank you to all of you that helped us, worked with us, and made yesterday the success that it was. Amen. Out of a community of, I think Brother Hedrick said there was like 2,000 in the community of Rockwell. We had 500 of them, or 375 from the local, and we had over 500 people. That's awesome. Amen. So we got a little attention. We didn't have our 100 receive the Holy Ghost, but we will. Praise the Lord. Amen. Because Nathan's going to invite me every now and then. I'm going to go preach. Hallelujah. Wow. I just can't get over it. It's just a miracle. And we'll give you a full report tonight of the whole district. Wouldn't that be great? And because the reason we're unable to do that this morning is because the crusade in Winston-Salem yesterday, Winston-Salem had a big apple festival. They have an apple festival like we have a barbecue festival. And I don't know why. There's just so many things you can do with an apple, but they're doing that. And then so today is their crusade, and that will all be summed up tonight, and we'll let you know what happened in the whole district. Amen. 10 crusades at the 9 crusades at the very same time, another one today, and the results are going to be remarkable, and that's going to be great. Praise the Lord. All right. Amen. So he said, if you're ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you when I come with all my glory, the angels, the Spirit of God everywhere. And so here's what I want to talk about today. No shame in the name. No shame in that name. If you're ashamed of the name, I'm not going to say you're in the wrong place. I'm just going to say we're going to convert you today. We're going to get a hold on you. Hallelujah. Amen. Because there should be no shame in the name of Jesus. Right? Praise God. Let's look to the Lord in prayer. Lord, we call on your name right now and ask you to move and ask you to bless and ask you to touch every individual, every heart, life, and every soul and every person here today in the mighty and in the wonderful name of the Lord. God richly bless you. You may be seated. Praise God. Amen. I'm holding in my hands. I was joking a while ago. I said, bring your titles and all of this, and I got a title. And Sister Mary Harrison has given Brother Kenneth Harrison's truck to the church. Amen. I cranked that thing up down there at the barn and drove it up here and parked it right there in front of the church. And that thing smoked like he used to. And we're going to get all that fixed and get everything worked on and hammered out. And then we're going to have a good truck here at Landmark to just a good work truck for the property. And so Kenneth Harrison lives on and keeps giving. My Lord, I better preach. All right. The scripture is not a call to condemnation. I don't want anybody to feel condemned today. Amen. I never, ever preach And I may come down hard on some things, but it's because there's some people that need to be shaken. You take, for instance, Job of old. Here's what Job said at one time. He said, "The Lord hath grabbed me by my neck and hath shaken me." In other words, the Lord woke him up about some things that he didn't realize. I may do that sometimes in my preaching and ministry a little bit, but I will never be found guilty of trying to condemn somebody, because you can't condemn anybody. I'm not here to be your judge. I'm here to help you before you meet the judge. In other words, we talk about a rapture taking place. If you wanted to modernize that, we can say, here comes the judge. The judge is on his way, and we're going to stand before him. And so there's ministry, preaching, teaching, reaching, prophecy, songs, and singing, and all of that that takes place to better ourselves before we meet the judge. Right? And so we will never, ever be found guilty of trying to condemn people. I'm not here to show you how terrible you are. I'm not here to show you how bad you are. Many of us, we beat ourselves up enough. We don't need any help from anybody else. And when we get to looking at how bad we can be, or how ugly we can be on the inside, and our attitudes and all of that, and how that needs to be rearranged and changed. And so we do a good enough job most of the time beating ourselves up about that. And so I'm not here to beat you up about things, amen, but I'm here to cause a conviction. When people have a conviction, they will stand on that conviction and they will not be swayed. They will not be moved. People will ask them, "Why do you do that?" "It's my conviction, that's why." And there's no argument, there's no debate. They don't have to prove, they don't want to prove themselves. They don't feel like they have to prove themselves. It's their conviction. People ask us, "Why you look like that, talk like that, walk like that? Why do you go to church so much?" "It's my conviction, that's why." When you say it's my conviction, you're saying that it's who I am. It's what I am. I'm apostolic. I believe in church. I believe it. And you know what we are? We are Jesus name people. We are not Jesus only people. When you say Jesus only, you're saying we believe in Jesus only. That's not true. We believe in God as well. We just believe that God robed himself in flesh. The only body he ever had was Jesus. Jesus said, "When you look at me, you're looking at the Father." So we believe that Jesus is God in the flesh. We know that Jesus is God incarnate. We know that when we go to heaven and look in the face of Jesus, we're looking straight at God. We know that there are not three thrones. We know that there will not be a throne for the Holy Ghost and a throne for Jesus and a throne for God. We know that Jesus is not Jehovah Jr. We know that there's no Trinity, because the Trinity is not even in the Bible. There are not three gods. There is one God that held three offices. He's God in creation. He's the Son in redemption. And he is the Holy Ghost that you're feeling right now. All these three are one. Somebody shout amen. How do you, why do you, it's my conviction. The Word of God is my conviction. Tradition is not my conviction. Amen. And so what I want to develop today in your heart, yea, I say, even in your guts, is the fact that Jesus' name should be your conviction. Amen. We shouldn't do anything without saying in Jesus' name. Amen. Pray in Jesus' name. Hey, I was baptized in Jesus' name. I was healed of cancer in Jesus' name. How many of you have ever been healed in Jesus' name? Yeah, you ought to jump to your feet and shout hallelujah. I'll just go ahead and tell you right now, if you're going to be healed in the future, it's going to have to be in Jesus' name. Woo! Hallelujah! When we baptize in Jesus' name. When we pray over our food, we pray in Jesus' name. When we pray over the sick, we pray in Jesus' name. Hallelujah! We are the people of the name. We're not here to play games. We're here to preach the name. Hallelujah. Amen. There is no other name given among men whereby we must be saved. Must. That is a command. Amen. The only way we can be saved is in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, you know, amen. How are we justified? We're justified by the name of Jesus Christ. The world is full of suffering. The church has got to be full of overcoming. And you can't overcome in my name. I can't overcome in your name. But we can all overcome in His name. Amen. Maybe we're in a Bible study. I'm not sure. Let's look at Colossians 3:17. Praise God. Colossians 3:17. Hear what the word of the Lord has to say. Amen. If you're not too confident in me. Praise God. And whatsoever you do in word or deed. Listen, I'm telling you, I'm a fanatic about this. If you buy a new car, you just reach over, take your wife by the hand. Reach over, take your husband by the hand. Or if you're there by yourself, take the Lord by the hand. Hey, take the salesperson by the hand. And say, I'm not buying this until I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm not buying a home until I pray about it and say in Jesus' name. I don't want to wake up and have a whole day without asking the Lord to help me today in Jesus' name. It's time to be fanatical about this thing. We need help, and the only help that we can get is in Jesus' name. And so he said, whatever you do in word or deed, do how much of it? How much of it? How much of it? In the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. Because the only way you can get to the Spirit is through the body. Amen. We can't even get to the Holy Ghost except we call on the name of Jesus. Woo! Amen. I like this if you don't. Hallelujah. In other words, through the name you get to the Spirit. You want a good dose of the Holy Ghost? Get the name. You shall receive power when? After that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Amen. The Word of God said, this is that. Amen. Listen. Amen. There are those in the Word of God that long to see the day that you and I see. If you'll read the Word of God and pay close attention, you will find out that the apostles truly believed that they were going to see Jesus come again. They thought they were going to go up in the rapture. They really did. They thought that the Lord was coming back and this going. But hey, that's been over 2,000 years ago. But here you and I sit today in the very end time. I'm telling you right now, I believe with all of my guts that there are people seated in this house. And we're fixing to go worldwide. Seated in this house that are going to see the rapture. That are going to go up to the clouds of glory. You will never see death. Death will never come to you. You will not die as your ancestors died. I believe you will see the rapture of the church of the living God. So, this is not that we are waiting for. This is not that's going to happen in the future. Ladies and gentlemen, this, where you are seated, what you feel, what you understand, the name of Jesus, this is that. We are in the big middle of that. This is that. Amen. The prophecy has come to pass, and you and I are seated in the big middle of it right now. This is that. It's not gonna be that. This is that. Hallelujah. Amen. This is that which was spoken of. This is that which was prophesied of. Praise the Lord. Amen. We need the love and passion. And we need that love and passion that spawns things, that gives birth to things. Amen. We need a love for the name to the point that it gives birth to His will in our lives. If you don't want His will, you don't love His name. Because if you'll pray His name, you'll receive His will. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to spawn His grace. We want to spawn His mercy. We want to spawn His strength, His truth, His initiatives, His holiness, and His righteousness, His power, His dominion. I could go all day. Amen. But all of that's going to trickle in one thing at a time, one day at a time, as we continue to call on the name of Jesus. Acts chapter 4, verse 16 and 17. The religion of the day said, "What shall we do to these men?" We got to do something to these men. What shall we do to these men? "For indeed, a notable miracle has been done by them, and it's manifest to all them that dwell in Jerusalem." We can't deny it. We got to do something with these men. Yeah? Yeah, you ought to do something with them. Amen. You ought to go find out how they're preaching it, how they're teaching it, and get somewhere and you preach it and you teach it. But look what the religion of the day did. They said, "We got to do something to these men so it doesn't spread any further." The greatest opposition that the apostolic church has today is other religions. There are churches that would shut us down. There are churches today preaching against us in their pulpit. Why? Because we're so fanatical about the name of Jesus, about the miracle working power of our God. Hey, if He did it in the past, why can't He do it now? Listen, a local, Carson, just stay standing. A local pastor in this church asked my son, he said, "What are you going to do if you approach somebody that's demon possessed?" A pastor. And my son said, "I'm going to lay hands on them and pray in the name of Jesus and rebuke those demons." That pastor said, "I wouldn't confront it, I would just walk away." What did he just say? We got to do something with Carson. Indeed, a notable miracle is getting ready to take place, and we got to shut him down. We got to convince him. You just shut up and you walk away. You don't mess with that stuff. Oh, yes, we mess with that stuff. We come against that stuff. I don't care what modern religion says. I don't care what the teachers of today say. I don't care what modernism preachers. Listen, they better join with us. They better get with us, because this world is not getting better. We're going to come against the devil in Jesus' name. We're going to come against sin in Jesus' name. We're going to come against wrong. Woo! We're going to replace demon possession with Holy Ghost possession. We're going to replace failure with faith. We're going to deny the devil and give God access. We're crazy about it. We're lunatics about it. We're on fire about this stuff. Hey, don't give me some dead cold church with a bunch of mumbo jumbo I don't even understand, and talk to me about stuff that ain't even in the Word of God. I rebuke that too in Jesus' name. Because what's morphing is the same hypocritical, pharisaical attitude, amen, that says we got to do something about that church over there on the hill. They're growing like crazy. Up there preaching Jesus' name. Up there preaching, speaking in tongues. Up there preaching about laying hands on the sick. And there, I know people are getting healed, but we got to do something about them. Yeah. You ought to join us. We ought to have apostolic church all over Davidson County. We need to have revival. We need to have refreshing. We need an anointing that will break every yoke. Amen. Listen to what Isaiah 4:1 said. And in that day, seven women shall lay hold of one man, saying, we will eat our own bread. We're going to wear our own apparel. Now, we're going to eat what we want to eat. We're going to wear what we want to wear. Only let us be called by your name. Henceforth, our very distant fourth and fifth cousins are born. Just take away this reproach. We'll wear what we want to wear. Look like what we want to look like. Amen. And you don't even know it, and your hair is orange. You don't know that? Blue. Is anybody home? Come on now. Hallelujah. Hey, let's wear what God would have us to wear. Let's do it like the Word of God. Let's do it like the Scripture. Let's have anointing. Let's have power. Let's have authority. And let's have all of this in the name of Jesus. You ought to get mad at the devil right now. You ought to be mad at the world. You ought to be mad at the flesh and say, I'm not mad at that preacher. He's preaching the truth. Hallelujah. I'm getting ready to be fired up about the name. I'm getting ready to be fired up about the anointing. I'm getting ready to be fired up about revival. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. They want to play games and keep the name. But you can't play the game and keep the name. You see them go from behavior and apparel like kings and queens to behavior like animals, streetwalkers or something. Hello? That's not the will of God. Why can't they see it? Because the drain pulls hard when you're close to the bottom. They need our help, ladies and gentlemen, for of such were some of you. I don't know how in God's name. I cannot figure this thing out. I've been living for God a long time, probably getting close to 40 years or so. And so I've been living for God a long time, and it still hasn't come to me why in God's name he saved my soul. I wish I could tell you, yeah, my dad was a great preacher. I wish I could tell you that my in-laws and outlaws and people that my in-laws did live for God. Getting a little ahead of my... I'm like those two guys that got in an argument about visiting Jerusalem. Two preachers, they were fussing it out about Jerusalem. And that one preacher, he said, listen, I know what I'm talking about. I've been there. That other preacher looked at him. He said, wait a minute. He said, have you really been there? That preacher looked at him, put his head down. He said, well, I got a little ahead of myself right there. I know. My in-laws live for God. But I'm just telling you, my family tree, I mean, you just wouldn't believe it. You look up here and you say, are you serious? The Lord, you could save something like... I've always told you, if he can save me, he can save you. And if he can save you, he can save everybody that's connected to you. Don't you look at anybody in this world like they cannot be saved, because my God bled and died for them just as much as he bled and died for you and me. Shout it till you believe it. Shout it till you believe it. My God is so merciful that when he saves you, he's not going to leave you in that mess. You don't want to be saved and have the mess too. And you don't want to be saved and go back to the mess too. Hello? Come on. Turn loose of that junk and let go and let God. Right? Who we want to please anyway. Hallelujah. Amen. We need to see some things. Praise God. Amen. Set apart for his purpose. One preacher said, what's going on right now should be front page news and front page on the newspaper. It should be on every station. Hallelujah. Listen, we're having revival around the world. Listen to what I'm telling you. Amen. I mentioned a few things earlier in the service about this and that. and all these preachers and stuff like, hey, we're baptizing pastors in Jesus' name. Pastors are receiving the Holy Ghost that preached against it all their lives. People speaking in tongues that have preached against it, amen, and stood against it. And but now here, they're tongue talkers. They're holy rollers, hallelujah, amen. They've been born again of the water and the Spirit, and they've been set free by the blood of the Lamb. Do you hear what I'm saying? It's happening out there by the thousand. I'm telling you, by the thousand, amen. We're having whole churches, amen. Denominations are coming into this truth that did not know about the light in the past, but they see the light. Hey, we're in the greatest revival that this world has ever seen. You're not going to see it on the news. You're not going to read it in the newspaper because they dwell on the negative. But you rest assured, this revival is working. This truth is marching through the land. Glory, glory, hallelujah! His truth is marching on. If it's going to be, it's up to me, amen, to reclaim the name. Hallelujah. Amen. Some of you hunters out there, you need to pack a 410. You say, well, that's a little gun. Well, a little gun can pack a big wallop. What are you talking about, Acts 410? You'll never forget that. Acts 410. Be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand before you whole. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, that man of God was packing a 410. He said, I want to tell you something, and I want to make it loud and clear. It was through the name of Jesus Christ that this man got his healing. You can come against us. You can try to shut us down. But the Spirit of the Lord said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Because this church is built upon the solid rock, and that name is Jesus. I tell you, they better watch out. Anything that comes against the name, anything that comes against Jesus is going to find some trouble. Moses did it, didn't even know it, and he still got in trouble. You say, well, they don't know any better. Well, they can still get in trouble. Amen. Moses smote the rock how many times? Somebody help me. Come on, Bible scholars. Talk to me. Twice. How many times was he supposed to smite the rock? One time, so water would come out. But he was so mad at those Israelites that wanted to be delivered. Once they got delivered, they wanted to act like Egyptians again. And so they got delivered, and then they wanted to act like the world again. Hey, listen, we don't need a worldly church. And we don't need a churchy world. There's a world out there, and there should be a church in here, and they should be as different as night and day. And Moses was so mad at those people. He wasn't mad at God. And he took his rod, and he smote that rock twice. And because he did that, he didn't even get to see Canaan. Well, why didn't he get to see Canaan? He was a good man. Hey, I'm not talking about religion. I'm talking about what's right. When he smote that rock twice, it represented Jesus Christ being smitten twice. And my Bible says he was only going to be smitten once. He was only going to be crucified once. Moses, you smote Jesus twice. That's not the word of God. You're going to be punished. You can't see Canaan because of what you did. Listen, we better get this name, and we better get it right, or we're not going to see Canaan. We're not going to see the promised land. We better get this right, ladies and gentlemen. You say they don't know any better. I'm telling you right now, they better get it better. They better know it better. They better learn it better. They better get a hold of it better, or they're not going to see the promised land. Amen. It doesn't matter if I'm a pastor. It doesn't matter who I'm leading. It doesn't matter what my sacrifice. If I don't get this thing right, I'm not going to see Canaan. It doesn't matter what your intentions are. It doesn't matter how good-hearted you are. It doesn't matter where your mind is. If I don't get this thing right, I'm not going to see Canaan. The Lord still let water come from the rock. And when Jesus was smitten, when he was crucified, when they pierced him in the side, what flowed out with that blood? Come on, Bible scholar. Water. Hallelujah. Water came from that rock. Water came from that cornerstone. Water came from that. What does water represent to us in the New Testament? Amen. When Jesus rebuked the devils out of that man that had a legion of devils. Where did the devils run to? They were drowned in the water. That water today is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. There ain't a demon in hell that can put up with my Holy Ghost. There ain't a demon in hell that can come against the Spirit of God. That's why the devil's attacking religions to preach against speaking in tongues. That's why the devil's attacking religions to preach against the Holy Ghost. It's because the devil hates water. But I'm telling you right now, there's a river flowing out of Landmark. There's a water flowing out of this rock. There's water flowing out of this rock. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you don't love doctrine, you don't love him. Let's tell this world what they should do. What should they do? They should obey Acts 2:38. Hey, get it for us, Brother Sound Man, so everybody can see it and know that I'm not preaching false doctrine. And besides that, if you're a visitor, you've never heard this preached in your church. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to preach it in this church. Obey Acts 2:38. It's a part of the Word of God too. Amen. Hallelujah. At baptism, we're covered by the blood. At the infilling of the Holy Ghost, we are filled with the Lamb. Amen. We're washed. We are cleansed. And at the Holy Ghost, we're filled. Amen. It is our exodus. It is our exodus. It is our way out of here. Hallelujah. Do you see it? Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized. Who? Just that church on the hill? Everybody but the Baptist or the Methodist? Everybody but... Listen, are you listening? Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ. Every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ. For what? To join the church? To get your name on an index card and get in a file cabinet? To look good at the bank when we want to get a loan and make it look like we got a lot of members? Why do I need to be baptized? Somebody help me read it. For the remission of sins. The washing away. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Two different experiences there. Amen. Three if you count repentance. Hello? I'm just telling you. Why do we do that? Because the Lord told us to. Who is the Lord? Jesus. And we preach his name. We believe in his name. We stand on the name. We proclaim the name. Even so much the more as we see the day approaching. Let's all stand and offer praise. Let's all stand and offer worship. Let's all stand and offer glory and honor. Hallelujah. Let's lift the name. Let's praise the name. Don't be ashamed of the name. Don't shut down now. This is the most important part. Hallelujah. Let him know you know his name. Let him know you're glad about his name. Let him know you're not ashamed of his name. Let him know you're here to proclaim the name. Lift the name. Worship the name. It's our exodus. I love him too much to fail him now. Hallelujah. Here's what I want you to do. As many as that will, I want you to come and promise the Lord that you will make it somehow. Holy Ghost, I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it. I'm going through. I'm going to make it. I got my mind made up. I'm calling on the name. I'm reaching to the name, believing in the name. Hallelujah. Come on, come on, come on. Come everybody, one and all, everybody. Let's believe the Lord right now. Let's get caught in the swirl. Let's get caught in the hurricane, the twister. Let's get caught in this tornado of revelation. And let's believe the Lord. Somebody help me pray with somebody. Somebody help me reach out with somebody. Somebody, let's believe God for somebody. Oh, the revelation is